Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. Still just a little bit, the voice not quite back to where it should be, but getting closer every day. Thank you for putting up with me this week. I know what you've been thinking. Where I'm coming from. This is my small business, just like you have your small business. When you're not 100%, you go to work too, and that's what I've done this week, and I appreciate you understanding that. Steve Martin is our guest. He's our good friend, a long-time original member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Business Solutions, the author of a number of books on profit, including his brand spanking new one, Instant Profits, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much for having me, and Jim, you've gotten my kudos for working through the pain. I know you're dedicated to making it happen.
Well, absolutely. You know, I tell my audience, you know, you turn your lights, we turn the lights on, we turn the lights off.
And, that's exactly right.
And you know, when I talk to people about being a business owner, you know, young people who are thinking about starting a business, I say, well, let me ask you a question: Are you prepared to give it everything? You know, and they say, well, what do you mean? I say, well, did you call in sick at work this last year? Well, yeah, a couple of days. You know, and I say, well, you won't be able to do that next year. Really? Oh, you know,
people don't have a clue how much dedication it really does take to be individual entrepreneur, Jim.
But Steve, I'm down to working half days these days, though. I've got down to working half days now. I can work, and I even have the luxury. I can work whichever 12 I want, whichever 12 hours I want. The first half or the second half.
Well, you're like the vast majority of individual business owners, and thank goodness they do work as hard as they do, because they certainly make a tremendous contribution to the economy.
And you know, Steve, I know some small business owners who probably, you know, aren't in love with their business like I am, and probably like you are. But if you can figure out how to get it right, it's not even work, is it?
Jim, that's exactly right. You can have a lot of fun at it. Of course, you have your moments when you're working both halves of the day.
Yep.
But eventually, and I think business owners and managers have an opportunity to really balance out and get some better balance in their life if they can take advantage of everything that they've learned and everything that other people have learned in terms of making a business work.
Well, and one of the things that makes it better and makes it get better, if you can get to this point as quickly as possible, is making a profit.
Absolutely. You've got to get past the point where it's just plain cash flow that's just making it work, and to the point where you're actually driving a profit.
It's an interesting cycle, isn't it? The origins of a business. You begin with some investment. You start trying to generate cash flow, and in the early days, maybe you're not profitable, but you're trying to keep it afloat through cash flow. But then, as the cash flow of the business starts giving you the opportunity to make a profit, and little by little, you start accumulating profit, and then as profit grows, it starts helping out the cash flow, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, they're inextricably linked, and you can't exist without the cash, obviously, because I've seen profitable businesses, at least their books said they were profitable, just absolutely crash because they ran out of cash.
Right.
You have to have the cash. But by the time you're hitting profitability, that really says that you have enough surplus in terms of cash flow and earnings, that you're generating real value in the business. And that value is what you're looking for as the business owner or business manager, so that you can actually reap the benefit of that in terms of payment to yourself or other benefits. And then, of course, in the final cycle of any business, get a higher price for it when you sell the business out.
Right, absolutely. No question about it. And now, Steve, you've written other books on profitability. And when we come back after these messages, after this next break, I'm going to get you to tell us what's in this book that's different from the others. And we're going to bore into some of those elements, folks. We're going to get Steve to give us a little peek into some of his profit wisdom. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Steve Martin.
Show three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, your small business advocate.
Off of my blue suede shoe.
Visiting with our good friend Steve Martin, the author of the brand new book. It's an e-book too, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, it is, Jim. It makes it readily available to anybody in the world.
Instant profits are available instantly. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right.
Almost instantly, folks. You can go to his website, profitpro.us. Go to profitpro.us, and right there on the homepage, you'll see a link to Instant Profits. I encourage you to go check it out. I have seen the book. I have read the book. I have been involved in the book to a degree, and I encourage you to. This is an outstanding document that will help you. I promise you. It'll help you make more profit in your small business. And they can buy it right there on your website, can't they, Steve?
Jim, absolutely. And I'm just thrilled because you wrote the foreword to the book, and I'm honored to have you as a part of this project. And what I'd really like people to do is to go to your small business advocate site, find my name in the
Brain Trust. Yep.
Go to my resources and click on the link there, and they'll take you right to a special introductory price offer for small business advocate listeners.
Yeah, if you're listening to our show on the internet, especially, you're almost already there. So check that out and just follow Steve's name over to that place. Steve, are we giving my listeners a discount?
Yes, absolutely. The list price of the book is going to be about 40% higher than the price that I'm giving to your listeners, Jeff.
Thank you, folks. I worked hard on that negotiation, so take advantage of it. Steve, what do we need to know about Instant Profits? How do we make Instant Profits? That almost sounds like too good to be true.
Doesn't it?
Instant
Profits.
Well,
I picked the title because it is a little bit challenging, but also the fact that it is absolutely true. There are things that if you really work at it a little bit and have some insights, which I try and provide in Instant Profits, you can actually make a difference in your business immediately.
How do we do it?
Well, one of the simplest things, I should say, shouldn't say simple because it can become scary, is you can change the pricing on your products.
Mm-hmm.
You make a one penny change on the product that you're selling, Jim, and that penny reports directly to your bottom line.
Many years ago, decades and decades ago, Steve, products were priced at $19.95. 95 was the price point. And somebody did the numbers on what kind of money the retailers would make if they took everything to 99. And the numbers boggled their mind.
Absolutely.
4 cents times all those SKUs going out the door, all those units going out the door. It boggled their mind, and there must have been whenever the conversion from 95 cents to 99 cents rippled through the marketplace. Over, I think this happened sometime in the '60s, Steve. I don't know if you remember that or not, but I remember hearing way back. I remember I was just a pup, and I remember hearing some of my mentors talking about that study and everything, and it literally boggled their mind at how many millions of dollars back in those days, today would be billions, that it was going to make these companies. Just, and it was just a windfall, literally, you know, found money for them, because nobody was going to complain about 4 more cents for every single little unit.
Absolutely, Jim. It's that sort of logic that can really make a tremendous difference. Of course, pricing is difficult. You want to get it right. But sometimes you want to lower the price to actually be able to increase your volume to generate a higher total net revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a balance there. There is a challenge in doing that. But we talk about that in the book. But certainly a price increase drops directly to the bottom line immediately.
Well,
sometimes
exactly.
You want to reduce the price.
Well, but what you've got to do is you've got to look at your whole pricing scheme and how your customers buy what they buy, how they use what they use, and make sure that if you raise prices, it's on the things that won't get the most attention necessarily. Or wherever you've got room, or wherever you can justify raising prices. I mean, I don't, frankly, Steve, I don't like the idea of cutting prices. I think small business owners need to be encouraged more to raise prices, and be prepared to justify the price increase.
Absolutely, and that's usually the harder part of the equation, Jim. And that's why in the book Instant Profits, I give some examples of business people that are struggling with that challenge of what do I do with my pricing, and then how do I make sure that price is the right one and that the customers are going to be satisfied with it, because it's a scary thing to focus on raising a price with the prospect that you're going to lose business.
Right. By the way, folks, there are 250 profit suggestions in Instant Profits, in Steve's new book, Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, 250 suggestions, and I certainly encourage you to check it out. You can find it on my website under Steve's name in the Brain Trust. You can find it on his website at profitpro.us. And just like the title says, Instant Profits, you can, because it's an ebook, that means you can get it instantly. You could be downloading it and reading it in minutes. If you're sitting there wondering where your profits are going to come from in the next few months or years, you know, this would be a good place to start. Quick break, right back. We got more good profit tips from our good friend and our profit pro, Steve Martin, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve's the president of Business Solutions, the author of the brand new book, Instant Profits, which is an ebook which you can download right away from my website and from Steve's website. And what's the price on that book, Steve?
Jim, the special price for your listeners is $25.
Now, that's about almost half what it's going to be eventually, though, right? I mean,
we're looking at a retail list price of $49, which I think still think is pretty cheap.
Well, there's some profit tips in here, folks, that you can get your money back real quick with some of the 250 profit tips. Steve, give us another example of some of the profit tips that they'll find in the book.
Well, Jim, did you know that the typical employee only works 4 out of 5 days?
Really?
Yeah. Those are the typical employees that have that sit in front of a computer and have internet access. It's a hidden epidemic, Jim, and
the eBay time.
Yep, people just don't realize that putting internet access on people's work computers is probably one of the biggest mistakes they can make.
The MySpace time, the YouTube time, the joke time. the email back and forth.
Time.
Yeah, the shopping. Exactly. No, that's exactly right. The thing about it is, though, my people, for example, they make their living online. I mean, they work for me. They do. We have an online business, basically, you know, just like you do. And it's not possible for my people not to be online.
Well, then, do you monitor their internet use? Do you have a policy in place, Jim?
That's the key.
That says that they're not to use it for personal use.
Yep.
Because if you don't, and if you don't monitor it, you're likely to find, and it's a huge profit leak, Jim, in terms of the time wasted and time lost, that people are naturally going to gravitate toward doing those fun things on the internet.
Yep. No, it's true, and there have been studies on this, haven't there, Steve, on how much lost productivity there is.
Right, yeah.
So a policy, letting them know what's expected of them, is a minimum, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And then, of course, then the next step is enforcing that policy.
Right.
And, of course, it really comes down to, Jim, setting the right environment where people are willing and happy to work and do the work for you.
Yeah.
And it comes down to good management in terms of having a reasonable work structure, a good work day, good expectations, and an environment where people are really happy to do what you need them to do.
Because it's not productive if you or somebody else has got to go around being the internet police.
That's exactly right. It becomes frustrating and a waste of time for everybody.
There actually are organizations that provide monitoring capability that will give you a report on what everybody is doing. You know, and if someone actually goes out on the internet and goes to a site that they shouldn't be at, like a porn site or something like that, it will actually pop up a report on your window and say so-and-so is on this site right now.
Yep, and that's one way, particularly in larger organizations where you can't be just looking over the shoulder casually to see what's going on. You really want to know that what is happening out there on the internet.
Yep, absolutely.
And that way you can be more productive in your work. You may not need to hire replacements for people who are on vacation, for example, and that can make a difference immediately in your bottom line.
Give us another quick one, Steve. We've got about a minute.
Jim, you gotta manage those inventories. We've talked about that before, but people just don't realize that supply closet, that supply of materials in their warehouse is just eating their cash and really eating their profits. Absolutely.
Inventory is a euphemism for cash, isn't it?
It's not even a euphemism. It is cash.
It is cash, isn't it? but as it sits there and as we look at it and as we say it, we don't think of it as cash. That's the reason it becomes a euphemism. It is your cash. It's sitting there, and as you say, it's rotting down if it's not being used.
Yeah, so you've got to be very aggressive in terms of how you manage it, and I've got a number of tips on that in Instant Profits.
Right, and give us that website again, Steve.
Well, Jim, I'd like them to go to your site, jbsba.com, and find my name, Steve Martin, in the Brain Trust, and click on Resources.
Check that out, folks.
Otherwise, it's profitpro.us.
And that's where you get that discount, too, by the way. Thanks, Steve, for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure, and I hope your voice gets better, Jim.
Thanks, I appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.